The Sitka River has been on the Forest Service's radar for a long time. It's about 40 air miles from Sitka, a little farther by water. Incredibly rich, perfect for logging. The people who harvested timber in the Sitka drainage in the early 70s thought they were improving fish habitat by removing logs and debris from the river bottom. They would probably be surprised to learn what has become of the valley. Forest Service engineering geologist Bob Gubernick surveyed the Sitka in the early summer of 2010.
There's not the big trees anymore to buffer and essentially stabilize the form, so the river just goes back and forth across there like a lawnmower taking down the alder, and it becomes a problem for fish that go up there during the freshets to get out of the river because it's really honking. Once it goes down, they're trapped, and it winds up killing them, so it becomes a killing field.
So the intent of this project is that we're going to go back in there, we're going to reconstruct the channel, the original channel location where it was.
Perry Edwards is the ecosystem manager for the Sitka Ranger District. He says part of the Sitka River now flows down the old logging road.
We're going to block the connection to that road, which is currently very wide and very shallow insofar as the water that's running through there, and it does strand fish.
The Forest Service is putting up $140,000 to put the Sitka back in its place. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is contributing $108,000 from the Sustainable Salmon Fund. Trout Unlimited is throwing in a $25,000 grant from the Wilberforce Foundation. And the Sitka Conservation Society is contributing $15,000. The Sitka River system and its tributaries damaged by logging total 51 miles, 28 of which are habitat for coho, steelhead, chum, and pinks. Besides stream restoration, the project will also include thinning on the valley floor to stimulate growth of the big trees that will one day fall into the stream and perpetuate the restoration. In the world of land management on the Tongass, $290,000 is a relatively small amount, far less than the almost $700,000 spent on restoration of deer habitat on Ocean Boulevard last summer. That project was funded with federal stimulus funding at a cost of several $1,000s per acre to thin trees and, unlike previous practice, remove the debris. Critics subsequently lampooned the high price per deer. Edwards accepts the price of Ocean Boulevard as the cost of learning an important new management tool.
And we knew it was going to be expensive because it was doing stuff that really hadn't been done. You know, it was kind of groundbreaking ideas for stuff up in Southeast Alaska. There's not a lot of people that have done that kind of work that we were proposing to do in there. And anytime you're doing something new and it's outside of the box, so to speak, you expect it to be more expensive. And the idea is that if you can get some people to get that expertise and you can get some competition, that's going to drive that price down.
And unlike similar stream rehabilitation efforts in Sitka's Starrigavin Valley, the Sitka River is designated timber management. The Sitka drainage will remain in the Tongass's timber inventory. But Edwards says post-T-lump practices no longer allow harvest in riparian areas, and he's expecting the Sitka to remain on course for productivity for the indefinite future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.